It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Stocks closed higher today as investors focused on signs that the U.S. economy continues to improve. The Dow Jones gained 148 points to close at 10,896, slightly above where the market was before last week's dramatic drop. The S&P 500 was up more than 15 points to close at 1,171. The NASDAQ closed at 2,425, up 2%. Investors reacted to a Commerce Department report that showed U.S. exports rose to their highest levels since 2008. Strong exports indicate the manufacturing sector continues to strengthen in the United States. First, it was Goldman Sachs. Now, Morgan Stanley. The Wall Street Journal reports prosecutors are investigating whether the bank misled clients about investments that mirrored the performance of residential and mortgage-backed securities. The article describes a scenario similar to one described in a Securities and Exchange Commission civil suit against Goldman Sachs last month. We'll talk about it now with Amir Afradi, who co-reported today's story in the Journal. Welcome to WNYC, Amir.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what prosecutors are looking at.
So first of all, it's important to say that this is a preliminary probe, early going. What this is all stemming from is the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the civil securities enforcement arm of the government, started a probe last year looking at various firms across Wall Street who were sort of creating these investments for quote-unquote sophisticated investors. And looking at whether there were any misrepresentations or any lies made to these investors about who was putting together these deals, which a lot of them performed very poorly because the mortgage market didn't do well. The mortgage bonds failed. So a lot of people, a lot of the investors who were marketed these products did very poorly. So that's what's being looked at by the civil enforcement wing of the government. Some of those matters have been referred to the Justice Department, to the criminal prosecutors. The bar is a lot higher to make any sort of case against individuals who were putting together these deals and marketing them and selling them to investors. But what they're looking for is basically any lies that were made about to investors about who was putting these deals together, because essentially you had a situation in which you had individuals in Morgan Stanley had certain deals that they were putting together, they were designing them, and then they were betting against them as well. And in certain cases, they themselves marketed the deals to investors, and in other cases, they had other banks market the deals to investors. And they're really just looking at whether all the right disclosures were made, whether anyone was misled about, the fact that you had the same people who were structuring these deals, which obviously did not do well, the same ones who were structuring them also betting against them.
Now, let's talk about the compare and contrast with the Goldman Sachs civil suit or the investigation the SEC launched into Goldman Sachs. It claims that what happened there was that Goldman allowed a hedge fund client to hand-pick mortgage-backed securities, basically designing this deal called Abacus, designing it to fail. And then Goldman went ahead and marketed it to other clients, not telling them the provenance of this Abacus deal. Is this similar to what's happening at Morgan Stanley?
Well, and it's important to step back from that particular case. It's a very narrow case. And these Wall Street firms were involved in these kind of deals on many different fronts. So you just mentioned a deal in which Goldman Sachs is acting at the behest of a hedge fund, right, in creating a deal. The deal that the SEC has filed a case on against Goldman Sachs is not one in which Goldman Sachs actually placed bets against that investment. In fact, Goldman says, "Hey, we actually lost money on this investment because we had an equity piece of it. We were long on it. We wanted it to do well." But Goldman also had deals that it itself shorted and made a lot of money on. The same goes for Morgan. As I mentioned before, you did have a similar situation in which Morgan may have been like the hedge fund in the Goldman case, sort of asking another bank, "Hey, look, we want to design this deal. We want to pick the mortgage bonds that are going to be mimicked and that we're going to be betting against. And then you can sell that for us." So, for example, UBS and Citi sold some of these investments that were designed by Morgan Stanley. But Morgan Stanley had other deals that it created itself and sold to to investors directly. So this inquiry is very broad, and they're looking for any misrepresentations that may have been made to investors about exactly who all the players were
right.
in putting these deals together.
Amir, finally, should we expect to hear about other banks being investigated for similar deals?
My short answer would be yes, because this is a broad industry-wide probe by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Securities and Exchange Commission works pretty closely with the Justice Department, and the Justice Department is essentially reviewing what the Securities and Exchange Commission has been looking at.
Amir Afradi with The Wall Street Journal, thank you for joining us.
Sure thing.
This is WNYC's Financial 411.